Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mara. Welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. I am sitting in California in the midst of a tropical storm. It's one of those storms where you can actually hear the weather around you. The bells are jangling outside. The wind is blowing with a huge, huge sound. And here we are sitting here talking on Blog Talk Radio. The only thing I want to share with you as we begin day four of Uniquely You meditations is that my switchboard has gone down multiple times this morning, about 8. And so I'm not sure if it's working or it's not working. And I need to just let you have that heads up that we may have my switchboard go down and we may not have music. But I'm going to give it a try as we move forward. We're doing guided meditations. Now, what does that mean? Guided meditations are a pretty big topic because they're pretty much, I guess that's my word for today, they're pretty much all about you. We've all spent so much time in our lives looking for perfect plans, perfect times, perfect everything. Guided meditations are about having exactly the place that's right for you, the mood that's right for you, the feeling that is right for you, and the practices that are right for you. And so as I'm talking to you, what I am doing is I am going to share with you some practices that have worked for me. But I want you to remember that you have the right and you have the ability to feel that, you know, that doesn't really work for me. I need a little bit different. Breathing from the feet is not good. I'm better thinking breathing long breaths. Whatever visualization works, you should do it. Also in that regard, it's many times a good idea to visualize yourself at a place. And that's what we're talking about here, setting the stage. Visualizing yourself at a place where you feel at peace and calm. Visualizing yourself at a place where you can relax. Now, I want to caution again, you don't have to so completely relax that you have no thoughts in your mind, although that's a popular saying that you should think nothing. That's wonderful, and believe me, there will be times when you think nothing, and I pray that I am there celebrating those times with you, just as we are celebrating you right now. Because those are times of meditation that are not going to be 5 seconds with God. They're instead going to be a half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour and a half, 4 hours, sitting with your body in complete union with the universe, with the unity of all that is. I know that's hard to imagine, and you don't think you'll ever have that time, but let me share with you today, when you are ready for that moment, it will come to you, and when it starts, you will not want to let it go. The first time that I was able to meditate for longer than a half an hour, and I found my mind going into a place inside myself, the eternal self, and I found myself unifying with the universe. I was sitting, I believe it's called St. Francis Church in Santa Fe. Yep, in a Catholic church. I'm sitting there meditating, and there are tourists going by. I'm mindful of my environment, but I don't feel any of the energy of those people. I don't feel any of the energy of the space except sitting there meditating and feeling connected. I never wanted to leave that spot. It was one of the highest moments of my life. It will be forever marked in my mind as the possible. And because I know that's possible, I've actually moved into deeper meditations. So when you're ready, when you get there, you will know it. And I promise you, you'll want to stay. But we're talking about visualization. So we've talked about getting to a place where you would like to be in your mind. We've talked about the idea that you may get interrupted with words, and that's okay. You just put those words off to the side and leave them for the universe to take care of. If it's a word about work, then say, okay, work with me on that project today. Obviously, I need your help. But don't discount words, because when you discount words, when you strive for that place where you are viscerally, energetically connected to the universe, when you strive for that place, you will get there. But between now and then, you have to leave your mind open for communication with the universe. And even then, I have to leave my mind open for communication. It's just that the communication occurs in a different way. So you're going to set the stage. You're going to imagine yourself at the place where you want to be. You're not going to worry about words, and you're going to remember to breathe. Today, I have tried a different technique. I've expanded the program to 30 minutes, not because I expect 30 minutes of your time. Remember, sometimes you will meditate for 5 seconds. That will be enough for you at that moment. Some people will meditate for 5 seconds 24 hours a day. Some people will meditate for 5 seconds 48 times a day. It doesn't matter. You're going to do what's right for you. And the final thing is, of course, to breathe. You must remember to breathe. And I've provided a visualization for you that works for me and has worked for others that I have known, which is after you get to a place where you are comfortable, you pull the air up through your feet. Imagine it coming through your feet, pulling it up the front of your calves, up the front of your thighs with your nose, up the front of your face, across your heart, expanding your heart to feel love, up through your voice box. Imagine yourself speaking words of love, up across your face and down past, as you pass the crown chakra, start breathing out. You've crossed the third eye, cross the crown chakra at the top of your head. Now, breathe out through your mouth. So what are we going to do with this extra time? We've got some visualization. We've got some breathing. What we're going to do is, those of you who want to spend some time just with yourself, without the pressures of the world, who want to give yourself permission to practice mindful meditation, who want to practice, I will provide some music for you to give you an opportunity to go beyond. That music lasts a little over 15 minutes, and it will give you an opportunity, once again, to last and meditate as long as you want. You cannot force yourself back into meditation when you are done. You can't. Now, with a final visualization, if I may share with you before we move forward into our topic today one more time and talk about uniquely you, don't, should not guide your life. I would want to share with you that I visualize us joining together someday in one large stadium, practicing our meditation, taking our deep breaths. And the divine light, the holy light of each one of you shining out in front of me. That will come. So if you'll join with me, we're going to take 3 deep breaths together, visualizing that we are pulling the air up through our feet, using your nose, going past your heart, your throat, your third eye, the crown chakra, and going back down. A second deep breath, pulling the air with your nose. Good cleansing air, breathing, oxygenating your body, connecting with the other side, up across the front of your body, and blowing the clutter of your body out with a releasing breath through your mouth. One more time. Pulling the air up, up. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. Now breathe out. And now we are ready to be one. Let us envision ourselves reaching out energetically, holding hands, touching each other, sending good wishes to everyone in the circle and everyone who is not. We ask the universe to join with us, enhance the energy of love that we are sending out in multiples to thousand, a million, a billion, a trillion, a quadrillion, whatever percent, so that we can start pushing back at the wave of love, the wave of negativity that surrounds the world. And we can push back with love. Guide us today as we go forward in love, reaching out to those who are unlovable, showing our appreciation for the universe. And now let us move forward in our own meditation, grounded in love, starting with my singing bowl. Have faith, my child, have faith. Do not be bewildered. For you are all things, the heart of all knowing. You are the self. This is old age wisdom from the Astagvakra Gita. Don'ts should not guide your life. Do for yourself and others with the purest motivation and no joy. Doing in love is the way. As we were putting together this particular passage, I found myself, like so many people find themselves, kind of in my house. I wanted to do everything from my house. And I wasn't doing very much. I wasn't getting out, communicating, helping other people. You don't have to go to a center to help other people. You can help other people just by being kind, by being loving, by saying thank you. Blow out those times when you have not been acting in love. Breathe and blow out those times when you were standing in a line at Christmas and you got upset, because so much of your valuable time was being wasted. Instead, thank the universe for providing you an opportunity to connect with yourself. Thank the universe for providing you an opportunity to stand in the midst of all of that excitement and be at peace, allowing whoever wants to get in front of you, because there is nothing so important in life that you need to disrespect another person, another being. Don't fall to another person's behavior, but rise to your highest behavior. Do in love. Today is the time for you to have your appointment with the universe. God is waiting for each and every one of you. I send you love. I send you good wishes. I hold you in my heart as we join with the All, the One, the Unity, the Creator of all that is. May peace be with you today and always until tomorrow. Namaste.